Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. Welcome to the good life. Benny, boo bop, baba doo 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 doo. Oh, Radio World, if you could only see his face, you know, like, how our banter goes.
What? Benny, boo bop, bop it or boo bop. What? I've been called many things before, not that one. So we'll just, all right. There's a first for everything. So thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, how are you? Happy Tuesday.
I'm good.
Another week around the moon.
You got it.
Around the sun. Didn't we have a full moon yesterday? Day before or something? It was something. Or maybe it's going to be. Yeah, the 6th.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's coming up. It hasn't happened yet. Yeah. What calendar are you looking at?
I'm like, I can't see it under my glasses. Well, welcome everybody. Benny, it's always such a pleasure and a treat. And I know that the audience absolutely loves our banter. So thank you very much for just playing on the radio with me. And to all the audience, thank you, Benny. To all the audience, reminding all of you, if you want to get a copy of the newsletter, please do that at claritywithsue.com. And just so you know, you could do claritywithsue.com. However, there are some changes afoot, which means the new website and the new launching of the marketing and some other promotional things. It's going to be tappedinandturnedon.com. Can you believe I got that? Tappedinandturnedon.com. As always, my promise is to bring you high quality guests, information, all providing you with new thoughts, new perspectives, and new ideas. This is so you can reclaim, redesign, and rediscover you and figure out who you are and how you want to show up. And again, it starts with you getting really clear on what that looks like. And of course, finding your own foundational tools. And that's why I always have these guests that come on, so we can have self-regulation, so we can have a quality life, win at life, just like I said. Really quick, before I get to the awareness and check-in, wanted to remind all of you, I need your help. We need your help. KKNW, please go to log into 1150kknw.com. It's 1150kknw.com right now. Well, not right now. It's during the radio show. So do it after, pretty please.
You can do it now. You can listen in.
I guess
people
so.
Are tech savvy, Sue. They can do multiple things.
But not while they're driving. They can do it
this
while
they're watching.
This
is true. Very true.
Yes.
Thanks.
We need your support. We love you. You guys love me. I love getting your messages and your DMs. Please go to their online. Again, it's 1150kknw.com. And click on the image that says 2023 Listener Survey. It's near the top of the page. If you guys want to get a or have a chance to win a round trip passage for two on the Victoria Clipper to Victoria, BC, I want to do that. And $100.
You can't enter.
What?
You're not allowed to enter.
Well, I'm not, but I want to
just making sure you knew that. You made it sound like I wasn't able to go. I just want to see what you would do.
You knew what I was gonna. I'm pouting white. I want to go to Victoria. I love our sisters.
Yes,
and Victoria sisters and brothers. Okay,
sorry.
And $100 gift certificate to Famous Dave's Restaurant. You guys, let them know how much you love me, love us. Sign it up, claritywithsue.com, Clarity with Sue Radio, Sue Lundquist, Sue, Super Sue, all the juicy, yummy stuff. So go to www.1150kknw, click on the 2023 Listener Survey. It's kind of up by the top. Please let them know how awesome I am and how much you enjoy listening to alternative talk. And let us know what kind of things you're interested in, what you want to hear. We want that feedback because it's important so we can provide for you and provide for us. So do that. 1150 KKNW, click on the 2023 listener survey and help us to help you. And of course, get some goodies, a chance to get on the Victoria Clipper and go to BC, and $100, a gift certificate to Famous Dave's restaurant. Why not? Share the love, my friends, share the love. Okay, so let's go to, it's an inside job, daily awareness practices. This is a little segment where I just want to help us stay in that awareness, help us to keep tapped in and turned on. Let's identify your best qualities. And then this is that awareness and that clarity. Identify your best qualities. And that is also focusing on the best qualities, not to shame the ones that don't work for you. Just let those go. That's not what I'm talking about. So sustaining that tapped in and turned on, and sustaining that awareness practice, and sustaining that ability, and the ability for you to keep showing up how you want to, that win at life kind of mentality, that man or woman. And also to put in practice. You guys have heard me talk about this 100 times. You have to have a practice in place before the shiitake, air quotes, hits the fan. Okay, you've got to have it. That's gratitude. That's breath work. You've got to have a practice in place before that stuff hits the fan. So you can immediately self-regulate. So you can stay calm. So you can communicate effectively. Now, granted, get clear on if that's how you want to show up. Do you want to show up in compassion? Do you want to show up clear? Do you want to show up with confidence and really be able to communicate effectively and also listen effectively? Then you have to have a practice in place and to come at the trigger, come at the shiitake, air quotes, that may be hitting the fan at the moment, and come at it from a space of calm versus the chaos, no more chaos. So priming yourself is your to-do. You've got to get really clear on who you are and how you're going to show up in said situations. Good, bad, doesn't matter. I'm just giving you a contrast. You have the power. Again, you hear with society and the media, they're take your power back. But well, that's what we're talking about. You do not have to leave it up to somebody else's regard, somebody else's opinion, somebody else's thoughts. You can take your personal power back. And by doing that, you have gotten really clear on who you are and how you're showing up. That's you taking your personal power back. Then set the energetic and emotional intentions. That's you getting very intentional with your life, getting very, first you got to back up and get really clear on who that is and how you're showing up. Then making extremely heightened aware, intentional choices in your life and lifestyle. So when you get clear on who you are and how you're showing up in the world, what that does, it energetically, emotionally, and psychologically sets you up. By setting you up, it sets you up for experiences. Contrast, good, bad. I say the word contrast because it's just a contrast that says, yeah, I want that. No, I don't want that. And having that kind of mindset and attitude and energetic frequency around that, again, going back to tapped in and turned on for life, it is an energetic frequency, how you are showing up, how you are energetically aligning with who you are and how you want all of that. So excuse me, back to setting your intentional choices in life, and it's creating new neural pathways. It's creating more confidence. It's creating a new trust for yourself. And I've had many clients say, oh God, how do I trust my choices? How do I trust myself after I'm reclaiming, you know, after I've experienced all these traumas? And I said, well, you've got to get really clear on who you are. And then those external experiences will start showing up, and it's going to build that confidence and build that trust. So that's really important. Let me read you something from Abraham Hicks, one of my all-time favorite teachers with Law of Attraction. And this goes into vibration alignment, and it goes great with what we were talking about at the top of the hour. So again, Abraham Hicks, if you want to get some more information, just Google them. When you find vibrational alignment with you, you personally thrive. You feel good, you look good, and you have stamina. You have energy, you have balance, you have clarity, and you have wit. You have abundance of all things that you consider to be good. Again, remember going back to that contrast, you getting clear on what's important to you. Do you want to feel good? Do you want to have joy? Do you want to have stamina? Do you want to have energy and that vitality and that abundance of all things and that deep gratitude, right? So back up, You have wit, you have an abundance of all things that you consider to be good. You thrive in all ways when you come into energy balance with you. Vibrational relativity, that's what it's all about. Again, that's from Abraham Hicks. And it's going back to being tapped in and turned on, you guys. Prime yourself, have a practice, and have a big, juicy, sexy life. Win at life, right? All right. We are going to take calls today. If you guys want to call in, I'd love to chat with you. Otherwise, I've gotten a lot of questions again. I mean, it's like the top three things that you guys want me to talk about and educate about, and that is boundaries. So I would be happy to have that conversation with you. But if you want to call in, I want to pull some cards. I've got a conversation I kind of want to have with you. And I've been having this with some colleagues, some conversations with these colleagues as well. I have been getting up anywhere from 1:30 and not being able to fall asleep till like 4 and 5 in the morning. It is cracker bonkers, bonker crackers. I love my sleep. Rest and sleep is so important for our bodies, our nutrients, and all of that. It's cracker bonkers. I can't not have my sleep. My ears are ringing. I'm like, source, spirit, please, what's the message? Can you give me the message? I'm trying to listen, and I'm trying not to be frustrated because I want to get back to sleep, and I can't get back to sleep because the wheels start turning. It's crackers. Right? Makes me crazy. I want to have them. What's going on with you guys? Okay, so going back to the conversation with my other colleagues and we are all getting up at 1:30 in the morning, not being able to get back to sleep because our ears are ringing, source is having conversations with us. What's going on with you guys? And not only that, we got a full moon coming. So it's crazy. Crazy. Isn't there a song with that, Benny? Anyways, okay. So if you would like to call in, I'd love to pull a card for you guys. Otherwise, I'm going to start chatting about setting boundaries and one of my favorite teachers, Nancy Levine. So if you want to call in, I provide a reading with you. You get a ticket, one ticket for my online event that is going to be hosted May 1st through the 5th, and it's Release Your Trauma Blocks. It's a $295 value. However, I want you to get involved with this because day one, it's going to be super, the whole week's going to be great, but day one, I've got some great information about neuroscience and the crink in the wires and what makes us tick and what makes us not tick and helping us overcome all those trauma blocks. So I'd love to have a conversation with you. So if you want, call in 1-888-298-5569, 1-888-298-5569. And a local number 425-373-5527. Benny, I know he's just like, what?
No, you got it.
15 years. I got it.
You landed it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. 425-373-5527. Do you know? And again, I'm going back to our listenership, you guys. We need to hear from you. We're having that big survey. So just go to the website, AM1150 or 1150kknw.com. And fill out the survey. Let them know how much you love me and what else you need to or want to hear about, learn about. So again, it's Alternative Talk, the listener survey. We need your input. So you make a difference. Your words, your content, and you filling out the survey absolutely makes a difference. So please do that. Again, go to www.1150kknw and there's an image that says 2023 listener survey. Click on that. Vote for Clarity with Sue, of course. And then also let us know what you want, what else we can do to be of service for you. Me personally, and of course, Alternative Talk 1150, as they are a part of this whole family as well. All right. So we talked about the awareness practice and, we had the conversation about releasing the trauma blocks and then having a conversation around boundaries. And one of my teachers is Nancy Levine. And you guys, thank you very well. First of all, thank you very much for sending me the messages and the emails and the DMs. And for those of you who are listening, what I'm talking about is people will reach out to me and ask, hey, you know, I really am having some issues with some boundaries. How to, what do I do? I've got family, I've got bosses, I've got whatever the adjective to describe is. And I need to figure out how to set my boundaries and how to language those boundaries. And that has been a profound journey for me. It's the boundaries, because as you all know, I'm a recovering people pleaser. And now I can still be nurturing and loving and kind and still put up my boundaries completely. And I say that because I'm not going to diminish myself because of somebody else. That's a disservice to me. And not only that, it's you teach people how to treat you. And so if you're getting resentful, if you're getting frustrated because people are treating you disrespectfully, it's because you taught them that. Now, of course, there's some things in there where people just, they've got their own triggers, and perhaps they are saying rude things to you, or there's a narcissistic kind of mannerisms and behaviors and psyche in there. I get that. I'm talking about specifically, you first have got to get really clear on who you are again and how you are showing up, and to reclaim and to teach people how to treat you. Now, the information, and one of my favorite teachers regarding boundaries is Nancy Levine. And for those of you in the radio world, I'm holding up one of her latest books, Setting Boundaries Will Set You Free, Nancy Levine. Christian Northrup, who has actually been on this show a few years ago, wrote the foreword. It's the ultimate guide to telling the truth, creating connection, and finding freedom. Now, I'm going to run through the index because it's important that you understand what she's talking about in this. And I love it. She even gave me a little note, too soon. I love this. So again, setting boundaries will set you free. You have to get clear on who you are and how you're showing up. Again, remember. You teach people how to treat you. So even before that, you've got to get clear on what that even means to you. I know when I started my self-love journey and my self-care journey, the whole, you know, it's like Stan getting his groove back, whatever that is for you, you've got to just really sit in. And sometimes it's uncomfortable. The discomfort is good because that means there's something evolving, something changing. And I've had this conversation multiple times with clients and other people that work in the industry, that feeling, that discomfort that you feel when you are evolving and changing, it's going to feel different. It is supposed to feel different because your nervous system has kept you in a space of safety, whatever that is, even though that safety can be a false calm. Because there's a lot of chaos going on, but that's all your body and your chemistry and your psyche has known, because your beautiful brain and body and nervous system and the vagus nerve, all of the beautifulness in your body has kept you safe. However, safe based on something that has happened to you in the past. That's really important. Really lean in and chew on that. And when I'm working with people and educating and doing my live events, I really set that foundation, because the nervous system, it's beautiful and it has its place, especially back in the saber tooth. I'm going to roll with that. I'm going to just make up my own things like I always do. And it had its place. However, now, you know, we've got the media, we've got news, we've got internet, we've got in-laws, we've got all these other things in our external life that are highly, highly stimulating. And when I say highly, highly stimulating, these are also going to the conversation that I'm going to talk about at my live May event, because we get these little, and they're called small T traumas. We get these little tiny nicks in our wires that happen to us daily, sometimes hourly. And that perpetuates our nervous system to say, nope, I'm not going to do this. Nope, let's keep you safe. I'm going to keep a spin out. I'm going to keep this perceived calm, when in fact, you are in complete chaos, because you're not aware that you're not aware. Does that make sense? And this was a huge thing for me too, because I was like, oh, I'm not aware because I'm in a trauma state, because shiitake's hit the fan and my nervous system is providing her fight or flight chemicals and it's doing its job. However, you know, it's this whole spiral of spin out and you go down the rabbit hole and you, there's all these things that start happening. So in those moments, going back to self-regulating, going back to in those moments of being triggered, in those moments of the saber-tooth tiger perceived attack, the nervous system is simply, and it's doing simply yet powerfully doing a great job saying, hey, hey, hey. It's like knocking you on the shoulder going, hey, 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 nope, nope, nope. I'm going to keep you right here. We're going to keep you safe because this is what we know. This is our known. And as you start to change, it's going to feel different. That feeling different is where you want to be. That feeling different, lean into those fears, those emotions, those chemical releases that are happening. Lean into those and go, oh, again, see season life. Really get, really have a ton of compassion for yourself because your body and your nervous system, everything has been working so diligently and so beautifully for you. So really get in a space of love and compassion and gratitude for your BODY and your nervous system and all the things, right? Get into the compassion and gratitude. Thank you very much, nervous system. However, let's get real curious about this. Remember, compassionate curiosity. This is a superpower tip. Get your superpower cape on. First, of course, awareness that you're not aware, right? So you've got to be in that heightened state of awareness and providing that awareness to how you're showing up or not showing up is going to bring up some false beliefs. It's going to bring up some triggers. It's going to bring up some gratitude. It's going to bring up some love. So in those moments, you've got to, one, be aware always. You heard me educate and talk about this all the time. First and foremost, it's got to be awareness. Aware that you're not aware, aware that that's happening, aware that that's not happening, looking at that contrast. Then, oh, you've got to self-regulate because there's a lot of things you think that are coming at you and your nervous system is doing its job because it thinks it's being attacked, be it past behaviors, past situations. So really take some really deep breaths. And as you inhale, hold at the top and then release longer on the release. Do that, you know, six in, six out. And you know what? If the Navy SEALs can do this, you can do this. And I learned that from Brene Brown, bless her heart. And it, again, if the Navy SEALs can do it, we can do it. And it's free and it's right at your fingertips. It's literally right there in your nose and your lungs and your heart and your nervous system. So do the breathing exercise and then get really compassionate, get really curious about what the nervous system is telling you. And you're going to gain wisdom. You're going to gain wisdom on yourself. You're going to be able to self-regulate. You're going to have respect for yourself. You're going to start trusting that you can self-regulate. You're going to start, it's that confidence building and that self-love that is so vital and so important and really start shining within yourself. And not only that, when you are aware, when you are breathing and self-regulating and you're getting really curious about what's going on, like, yeah, because the nervous system is just keeping you stuck, keeping you back in the fear, in the resentment, in whatever happened in the past. And then you say, yeah, no, that's okay. You literally have a conversation. This is what I say to myself, you guys. You have a conversation with yourself and go, oh, sweetheart, love you. It's all good. It's so good. Thank you so much. We're not going to do that anymore. Have fun. That's the type of dialogue and conversation you want to have. You don't want to go down the rabbit hole of, oh, you are such a blah, blah, blah. And why did you think that? That is not the energy I want in your body, nor do you. Nor do you want that frequency in your body, anywhere showing up in your life, right? So you've got to really have a conversation of self-love, compassion, and curiosity with yourself. And again, in doing that, you're changing neural pathways. You're changing habituations. You're changing chemical releases that your nervous system is usually off, you know, it wants to fire off these chemical releases at you, right? Because your nervous system thinks that it's saving you. So you've got biological, you've got chemical, you've got neurological things, all these things happening by one trigger because your nervous system is trying to keep you safe. So again, your to-dos, your superpower, one, you aware that you're not aware or aware that you are aware. Have that awareness. Breath is really important. It's free to everybody. Keep doing it. The Navy SEALs can do it. We can do it. Just breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth even longer. And then do that at least 6-7 times. And if you need to, do it longer. Get your vagus nerve engaged. Get your body into homeostasis so you can be calm, so you can communicate effectively, and so you can hear effectively. That's really important as well. All right, you guys, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to go into the anatomy of boundaries, and we're going to have more of a conversation about setting boundaries and one of my favorite teachers, Nancy Levine. So when we come back, we're going to continue the anatomy of boundaries. And if you would like to call, I'd love to have a conversation. Otherwise, I'm going to keep educating, keep teaching, reminding all of you, I have a live event coming up, and it's Release Your Trauma Blocks. That's from May 1 to the 5th. It's a little mini course that I'm offering all of you to, you know, get over the shiitake that's happening. Day one, we're going to be talking about what's going on with the nervous system and all those little nicks in the wiring. And that right there, that day one is going to set you free. Like, you won't believe. I've got some great new information and data that I really am excited to share with you. If that's something that you would like to do, just send me an email, sueatimthankful.com, and let me know, and I'll get you on the wait list. Again, it is Release Your Trauma Blocks, May 1st through the 5th. Email me at sueatimthankful.com, and I'd love to get you on the list. If you would like to call in and have a conversation with me today, and if we have that conversation, you will be, you'll get a free gift or a free ticket to that online course. So you can call at 1-888-298-5569. Again, 1-888-298-5569. Lots of to-dos here, my loves. And also take the survey. You guys have got to take the KKNW survey. So just go to 1150kknw.com. Click on the 2023 listenership and tell them how much you love Clarity with Sue and me. All right, we will be back in just a couple minutes. We're still live on YouTube. You can join us over there. YouTube, just type in 1150 AM KKNW. We'll see you in a minute.
I see what you're wearing. There's nothing beneath it. Forgive me for staring. Forgive me for breathing.
Hey guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue. I've got a 5-day mini event I'm doing in April, and I would really encourage you guys joining us. If you want more personal power, do you want more love? Do you want more energy? Do you want more intentional living and being of purpose? And what about just a sense of peace and a new sense of hope? Join us and me, educating all of you about the nervous system, those little crimps in the wire, three phases of transformation, how your personality creates your personal reality. We're going to talk about some habits, changing those up a bit, and we're also going to do a Q&A and help you to understand how to sustain these changes and stay tapped in. Again, that's Release Your Small T Trauma Blocks, and that's in April. Go to the website, claritywithsue.com. That's claritywithsue.com.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hi guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue, claritywithsue.com. That is 15 years in radio, high integrity, solid reputation. I am looking for conscious collaborations, sponsorships, alignment and messaging. This could be mind, body, spirit, organics, and fitness. Let's talk about a conscious collaboration together and aligning our mission, our messaging, and products and services. Email Sue at claritywithsue.com. That's Sue at claritywithsue.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Hey guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue. I have got a question for you. Does turnover happen in your company? Is morale really low because of what's happening in our economy and in the world? Are you experiencing small T traumas within your organization that's affecting your bottom line, that's affecting massive turnover? Well, what we do know that low morale causes employees to have a loss of interest. It's like 65% of employees do not feel appreciated. So how about this? How about a solution? In 90 minutes, go from checked out to tapped in. Set your team apart from others and create a culture to be proud of. Help your team find that purpose again. That's what I do. I'm going to help you do that. In 90 minutes, go from checked out to tapped in. Send me an email, sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
But baby, tonight, we're beautiful now. We're beautiful now.
Beautiful net. I love it. Welcome back. Sue here with Clarity with Sue. I hope you guys are doing wonderful. Did you know we have over 60,000 give or take listenership? We go all the way to Vancouver, Olympia, Tacoma, Gig Harbor, all over those beautiful places. We love you guys. Please tap in. Please. And what I mean by tapping in, go to www.1150kknw and click on the 2023 listener survey. Vote for Clarity with Sue, please. You guys are gracious and beautiful, and you say, hey, how can I best support you? That's what you can do. You can give me the gift of filling out the survey and voting for Clarity with Sue. That would be super wonderful for all of you to do. And it helps us make sure we're in alignment and doing the best for all of us. So help me to help you. Okay, so before the break, we were talking about boundaries, getting really clear on who we are and how we're showing up in the world. Again, I am taking calls if you want to call. Otherwise, I'm going to just keep educating because I love this. This is my sweet spot too. If you want to call in, you can 1-888-298-5569. And if you do call in and you do get a card pull and a reading from me, you will get one free ticket to my online event, Release Your Trauma Blocks. That is happening May 1st through the 5th. If you would like to register for that event, send me an email at sue@imthankful.com. I know, lots of information. Okay. Release Your Trauma Blocks, May 1st through the 5th. And if you do call in and get a reading, you will get one ticket for that free, or it's not a free event, but you will get it for free. It's normally $295. And I think we're going to start running a special. So just send me an email. I've got tons of things going on behind the scenes. So bear with us as we are reorganizing and making sure everything, T's are crossed, I's are dots, all that good juicy stuff. Okay, so back to boundaries, back to one of my incredible teachers, Miss Nancy Levine, and she sent me Setting Boundaries Will Set You Free, one of her latest books, and I love it. She even put a little note in here, to Sue, I love it. This is really important, and thank you again for sending me the notes about wanting to learn more about boundaries. So let me read this from Nancy Levine's book, The Anatomy of Boundaries. The boundary is the marker where I can no longer be myself, no longer congruent with or authentic to who I am. When I am about to lose myself, that's the boundary point. And yet, time and time again, we miss it. The disconnection from self that amplifies the way my attention pulls towards you as if my nervous system is being dragged by a magnet. Remember, we talked about the nervous system before. So having that hyper awareness, again, the number one thing that I'm teaching about and educating and always bringing to our awareness, you know, so you're not aware that you're not aware or aware that you are aware, that nervous system is being dragged by a magnet, what Nancy is talking about in the anatomy of boundaries. You've got to be really clear and set up that congruence, set up that energetic and clarity, that energetic boundary, but also that clarity and confidence in who you are and how you know that you are going to show up. That's really important, because if you're not living intentionally, if you're just kind of fly by night and that's all right, things are going to start happening, and good, bad, or indifferent. But if you want to live intentional, if you want to have more energy, if you want to show up confident and clear, you've got to have boundaries, and you've also got to get really clear in who you are, and you've got to have that intentional life. So let me get back to The Anatomy of a Boundary by Nancy Levine. I have been lost and we are bound, and I need to find the rhythm of who I am. I love that. Without you, while with still or still with you. The vital recalibration back to me, knowing where I end and where you begin. My body and my mind rest, restore, and regulate best when I am alone and not satisfying somebody else's needs. Slowing down now, I allow myself the rest I have been depriving myself by overgiving and being on high alert. That's the chaos that I talk about. Overgiving, not having boundaries. That's why you're exhausted, because you keep saying yes, or I'll try, or just doing so much for everybody else except yourself. Diminishing yourself. And I'm speaking from personal experience here, guys. I get it. I know. And coming from a space of wanting to be loving and caring and nurturing, and also standing strong in your authority, your confidence is important, that you teach people how to treat you. And if you're not teaching them, then they're going to keep treating you poorly. So you've got to get really clear on how you want to be treated, how you want to show up or not show up in life, right? So then you can stand in that confidence and that clarity. And then when you stand in that confidence, clarity, and then you change habituations, you change neural pathways, you change chemical releases, you change the nervous system, right? Knocking on your door saying, no, we're going to keep you here. We like it right here. This is safe. You change all of that. Then you've got all these new incredible experiences that are happening outside of you, right? That then builds that confidence and that trust, and you feel proud, that heart pride, that heart proud of yourself, knowing and trusting, oh, I can trust myself. I can trust my choices. So, so juicy, so important. And I know all of you guys, we have talked so much about that, about trusting in ourselves. And that's what you can do. You've got to set up those boundaries. Okay. Let me continue on with Nancy Levine here. Slowing down now, I allow myself the rest I have been depriving myself of by overgiving and being on high alert. Again, the chaos. We don't want you there. Time to liberate me. Instead of rescuing everyone else, only I can restore my resources. Take your power back. No longer willing to do whatever it takes when whatever it takes comes at such a high cost to me. No longer allowing an old commitment to people-pleasing, external validation and approval, chaos, that's your nervous system. That's a trauma state as well. Because when you have this external validation or approval that's going on, there's a trauma, there's a nick in the wire. Something happened to you in the past that your nervous system is saying, you've got to get validation from mommy, from daddy, from coach, from whatever, that external validation. So just have that awareness and love on yourself. To override my commitment to my own truth and authenticity. The patterns we are running won't dissolve by someone else making a change. It's not somebody else's responsibility. It's your responsibility. It's your accountability. And sitting in that and realizing that, oh my God, I can take my power back. I have a big fat permission slip. You do. You have a huge permission slip. My boundary is mine to honor. Again, you teach people how to treat you. Honor yourself. Start trusting yourself, putting that into place, right? We think our withholds will keep us safe by revealing is what allows connection and healing. Again, that is by one of my beautiful teachers, Nancy Levine. Setting Boundaries Will Set You Free. Please get the book. Some of the things that she talks about, again, that right there, what I was just reading is the anatomy of boundaries in this latest book. Some of the things that she talks about, she talks about conquering codependency. That's a whole nother deep conversation. I could have a whole show about codependency and what that looks like. I was brought up in that environment. I was brought up in codependency and just all kinds of stuff. So that self-healing and being able to not allow people to, or I say allow, and let me back up here. So the word that keeps popping up for me is being a pushover, right? You know, everybody kind of knows that adjectives. Do you let other people make plans and make choices for you because you've diminished yourself or you just don't feel comfortable? Something's going on and you really want to speak up. Then you get tired or you get resentful or there's just things are going wonky in your life. There's so much chaos and that chaos is exhausting. I can't tell you how many clients have come to me and go, you know what? I need peace. I just need peace. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. And so we start that conversation with, okay, what's going on in your life? Give me some awareness. What's going on? Are you, starting to investigate and starting to have a conversation with the client or the people that I'm speaking to, that awareness and education of how am I showing up? Am I a people pleaser? If I'm exhausted, where is that showing up in my life? Is it personal, professional? Because that's a whole nother conversation too. Because there are aspects where you can have a stronghold in business and not in personal, or stronghold in personal and not in business. So personal and business, that's a whole nother thing too. And personal and business, you've got to show up as the exact same person. Otherwise, you're going to have massive turnover and all this. And Brené Brown has a beautiful podcast and conversation about that. So if you want to do that, look that up with Brené Brown. It's vitally important that your personal and professional life are aligned. And you want that kind of work. If you want to be in an environment that aligns with you personally and professionally, you're going to thrive. So is the company. So is the business. So if you're a business owner, that's the person you want to hire. You want to hire people that are of like-minded, right? Okay. So I segued a little bit, but I wanted to have that conversation because it was really important. Okay. So we talk about conquering that codependency. Your unconscious mind. She talks about get comfortable with short-term discomfort. And this is Nancy Levine, Setting Boundaries Will Set You Free. Remember I was talking to you earlier at the top of the hour about your nervous system, and it's going to feel different. It's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel, like she says, discomfort. There's going to be discomfort in that evolution, in that change. That's because you are changing, you are evolving. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. So just have that awareness and recognize and witness. Just sit in it, look at it. Go, oh, okay. That Sue chick on that radio show, she was talking about this is the nervous system just tapping on my shoulder going, I want to remind you to keep you safe. It's going to be uncomfortable because I'm used to being where my nervous system wants me, right? But you don't have to be anymore. You're going to cross that bridge. You're going to cross that bridge into a win at life mentality, a win at life kind of conversation and energy and people around you and building that personal self-love, that radical self-love. Yes. And by doing that, building that confidence and that clarity and that self-trust, oh my God, the self-trust that you will acquire. You know, I've talked to so many people and I don't trust myself anymore. I don't trust the choices I make. Or Sue, how can I trust myself after all of this has happened? All of this could be a narcissistic relationship and I'm walking the talk too. I've been there, done that. No bueno, no thank you, no more. And again, it's me showing up and teaching people how to treat me. All right, so I'm going to talk about the conversation. I would love to do codependency and have that conversation with you, but it's too deep and I've only got a few more minutes here. I want to have a conversation with you about what Nancy says on some of the things to do when setting boundaries. So in what page is this? Some exercises, create your empowered vision. Meditation on the future, meditation and breath work is always important. I would do breathing first to help get you into homeostasis, to activate the vagus nerve and get you primed, get the pumps primed, baby. So, and you know what, meditation, people ask me, what's your number one tool for immediately self-regulating? That's the breath. Then meditate, even if it's 10 minutes. Breath so you can get yourself into homeostasis and get yourself calm. And breath and meditation can be all in one. It can be the same thing. And meditation, breath work, walking in nature, getting yourself grounded, really getting yourself back into your body so you recognize what's going on, you feel what's going on, so you can then self-regulate and change, versus the denial or the distractions. You don't want that either, because that's the chaos. That's the spin out. So some exercises, meditation on the future, really establishing what that looks like for you. I write them down. I also write down a sheet of my achievements. You know, it says pat on the back, says, oh my, you know, attaboys, good job. Not from, you know, this ego-driven, animalistic kind of feeling. It's this, ah, that's right. I really kicked shiitake, kicked booty, right? And really honoring and loving on yourself for that. That's also a self-love journey, self-love practice. And it's okay. It's totally okay. Write your visions. Nancy talks about write your vision of your life as a boundary. I can't say that word, but let's just call it some bad something or other. I just can't say that on the radio. So you know what I'm talking about. Now that you have a taste of what life would be like with all of your boundaries in place, write that vision down. So when she says that, and I'm going to go back to when I was talking about law of attraction, Abraham Hicks at the top of the hour, about setting up your vibrational alignment. When you set up that vibrational alignment, when you get clear on who you are and how you're showing up, you feel good, you look good, you have stamina, you have energy, you're clear, you're light in your body because you don't have all that chaos and that sticky stuff. So again, going back to really getting clear and figuring out what it feels like to have those boundaries in place and having those boundaries in place. And that's another thing that I talk about and I educate with my VIP programs is really sitting down with my clients and help. Well, I do. They get immediately clear on who they are and how they show up. And then we really do a deep dive on language around boundaries, literally getting a script that they can align with emotionally, psychologically, and energetically, and really feel confident and really trust that alignment with what they're saying. Because when you then go to that person and try and set up a boundary and you're wishy-washy and you're not intentional and you're not standing in your confidence, you're not standing in that confidence, in that strength, they're going to call BB the other words for it. They're just going to say, yeah, no, I don't believe you. And they're going to keep pushing. Kids are great at doing that, by the way. We know that as raising kids. So look, they're just going to keep pushing, pushing, and pushing. So again, if you want to have self-trust, if you want to have that alignment and that vibrational alignment, if you want that personality and that life and lifestyle to thrive and to have stamina and to have energy and all that trust and confidence, you got to get clear on who you are and how you're showing up. And you've got to set up those boundaries. You have to. You absolutely have to do that. I do that in my VIP program. I help you get really clear on what that looks like. I then sit down with you and we do scripts and conversations around boundaries so you can really get in a vibrational alignment, psychological alignment, and really own it. So there's the VIP programs. And then I'm going to have that little mini event May 1st through the 5th. If you want to join us on that, you can go to, just email me, sue@imthankful.com. If you want to do the event, if you want the VIP program, let's have a phone call. That is a vetted process. So the VIP program, again, sue@imthankful.com. I've got the May event. That's the mini, May 1st through the 5th. sue@imthankful.com if that's something that you want to take part in. The May event, it's community-based. It's all like-minded, conscious, beautiful humans because that's how we show up. So feel good, look good, stamina, energy, vitality, balance, clarity on who you are, what you want, all that wit. So going back to what Nancy was talking about, write a vision of what that looks like. It's important so you can be in alignment, vibrational, psychological, energetic, all that alignment. Then you've got to also pledge to yourself. You've got to really say this is a non-negotiable. You've got to get so clear on what that is. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about setting up boundaries and languaging boundaries and getting clear on your boundaries and setting that up so you can stand in confidence, so you can stand strong and with love and kindness too. If that's how, I mean, let me back up. That's how I set my boundaries. That's how I said I want to show up in my life. Now, does it always happen? Do I get triggered? Heck yes. I'm walking my talk, brothers and sisters. I absolutely can get triggered. And when I do get triggered, I go to my tools. I take a breath. Girl takes a time out. Give me a minute. I don't want to show up this way. My intention is XYZ, kind, calm, confident. I want to be able to hear you. I want to be heard. This is not working. So give me a time out. I go take a breath. Then we come back and we can, you know, expel, well, hopefully we'll expel all the energies that were happening because your nervous system is going, you're triggered, let's attack, let's fight or flight, which you don't want to do. Hence the timeout, hence the breath, hence getting that vagus nerve engaged. And it's the breath. It's so, so free, so easy right there for you. All right. I've been chatting a lot and educating a lot. I've got just a couple more minutes. I'm going to run through a few things with you. I talked about and shared with you setting boundaries will set you free. One of my all-time favorite teachers, Miss Nancy Levine. She sent me this book. I absolutely love it. Please, please, please support her and support yourself and go get that book. Setting boundaries will set you free. Again, going back to my promise to all of you and to myself, it is new perspective, new thoughts, new ideas. It's a new you. That has always been my promise from day one of doing the radio show or the work that I'm doing with all of you and with myself. It's a holistic approach. This is not fast food radio. It's not a fast food life. It's not what you're going to get from me. You've got to get in the boat and you've got to row your own boat. I'm giving you the oars to do that by bringing on all these incredible guests, educating and bringing things that I have learned. I've revised, I've tweaked. And, you know, we're all different shapes and sizes. We come from all different areas of the world and some things will fit and some don't. And I get that. And when you're in a trauma state too, there's not a lot that's going to happen. You certainly don't want to do a Rubik's Cube. So the reason I'm telling you all this is because you can, in the moment, for everything that I just talked about over this hour, breathing, self-regulate, that's really the, you know, one, have the awareness that you are in a trauma state, have an awareness that you are in chaos, have the awareness that, oh, I don't want to be behaving like that, and take a time out, take your power back, take a time out, breathe, come back, homeostasis, get yourself calm, collected, and then you can have a conversation. Then you can hear effectively. And then you can have resolution. That's really important, especially in the business world. Well, it's important either way, business or personal. It's super important. We talked about my VIP program. If you would like to have more information about that, just email me, sue@imthankful.com. I have my May event, which is the 1st through the 5th, release your trauma blocks. I would love for you to be a part of that. Just email me, go to my website. Remind all of you, please, please go to www.1150kknw and do the listener survey. Help me to help you to help me. Do the listener survey, choose Clarity with Sue, love on me, and thank you so much for joining me today. For those in the podcast world, give us a 4 or 5 star rating because that's what I like. I like me some big stars. Until next week, and actually next week I'm super excited because we are going to be talking about sustaining our being tapped in, our intuition, and trauma. What that looks like, how we can keep ourselves together, keep tapped into our intuition, even when there's a big storm of trauma. And I'm excited to share my next guest with you next week. So until then, I love you guys. Thank you so much. And it is a true honor to be here with you. And thank you. And until next time, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world. It's our day. It's time.